For those of you who know me, you know I'm just the girl who loves to talk. Absolutely nobody asked for this, but to my boyfriend, my closest friends, and my family, who have endured countless hours of me talking their ears off tirelessly, just because I absolutely had nobody else that was willing to listen to me, you're welcome. Y'all are off the hook. So, I guess I've inadvertently given you, whoever's listening, the pleasure of listening to me talk. What better time to talk myself to death than during a pandemic that forces everyone to stay inside and to adapt to a new way of living? When we are the pioneers in an unprecedented time in society where we're unable to partake in basic day-to-day human interactions with our neighbors, our friends, and perhaps even our own family. What does this social isolation do to us as humans in this new millennium, where social media is our number one platform to stay connected and to feel like we are a part of this boundless human network? Even if we are just mere atoms in this infinite cosmic universe, we can be a star in our own world if we choose to. A world where anyone can create content to post and share glimpses of their lives for the world to see and leave a digital footprint behind for future generations to discover. This personal content is the digital treasure of our lives that will remain in the cyber world infinitely, where someone can fortuitously stumble upon. Your voice can still be heard even when you're gone. Sometimes life makes us feel like we aren't important or like we aren't in control of our own destiny. But for a lot of us, social media is a creative outlet where we are the governors of our own society, where we can control the content we choose to see and listen to. As a 26-year-old millennial, I've graduated from MySpace, migrated to Facebook, was one of the pioneers of Instagram, and now I've stumbled across this new platform and creative outlet, the podcast. During this quarantine, I've had a significant amount of free time, which has allowed me to discover an untapped source of new content that has shown me other worlds of creative views. These different voices of real humans are the channels for different levels of frequencies. And podcasts are like a virtual satellite radio that we have access to if we choose to activate and allow our minds to listen and be receptive to these sound waves of words and information. Words can sometimes be disregarded in this new fast-paced society, but they are a powerful tool and a unique form of art that we often resonate with the most. Above all, meaningful and eloquent words are a force to be reckoned with. They can inspire, they can create new ideas, and they can spark change and ignite a movement. Or they can simply entertain. Listening to other voices share their stories and experiences has created a stronger sense of community where you feel like you can be heard. There's a lot of life lessons to be learned when you hear another human's story. You are granted the access to their thoughts, where you can perceive their art, and you're able to catch a glimpse of that person's mind, which is the beautiful gallery where all the rare and priceless artifacts of their memory are archived. If you're willing to talk, someone is bound to listen. Everyone has valuable insight, and if we are willing to share our precious gems of life lessons that we have acquired through our lives via podcasts, then maybe it can help even just one person relate and feel understood and heard, and that person might discover a new voice they resonate with. I just wanted to try something new and document my time during this quarantine and share some stories and personal experiences that might help pass the time. It'll be really interesting to listen to all this in the future, and perhaps someone out there will feel like they can relate. I'll also be talking about some of my favorite people who have made a major impact on my life. I mainly just wanted someone to talk to, so I'm treating this like my audio diary. Feel free to join in and listen to my story and hear about how I see life through my lens. The cool thing about this is you can shut me up anytime you want. I'm not kidding. So, I'm going to give this thing a try and see where this goes. For those of you who stumbled across this podcast, welcome, and thank you for listening to me because I just wanted to be heard. Plus, I'm the girl who loves to talk.